This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know how online learning is the new thing in higher education, colleges and universities experimenting with how to make that work? The idea is now making its way down to younger students, much younger students. From KPCC here in Los Angeles, Deepa Fernandez has more.
Hello, friends. I'm Miss Jera. Are you ready to wave hello?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Are you waving? That's okay. Neither is 3-year-old Reagan Liberty Hurtado, but she's totally engrossed as she snuggles under the crook of her mother's arm and watches the laptop screen. Reagan Liberty's mother, Monique, is a bookkeeper and blogger. She works from her Los Angeles home as she looks after her two youngest children. Preschool for Reagan Liberty wasn't an option.
Financially, we couldn't afford it.
She's not alone.
Despite the economy improving, we know that wages have stagnated. However, childcare costs have continued to increase.
Rowena Quinto is with the California Resource and Referral Network, and every year she crunches the number on how much preschool costs in California. Here's the rub for LA County.
So you're looking at almost $57,000 for those first 5 years that they're in a childcare setting.
Monique Hurtado can't afford that, and she makes just slightly over the limit to qualify for subsidized care. So she's going it on her own. She was relieved to discover something called Chalk Preschool online.
It is hard to try to come up with a curriculum, and so that's why I really like the online preschool, because it does take a lot of the pressure off me.
Every day, this mother-daughter duo go to the online site, log in, and get a new 30-minute class delivered for free to their computer screen. The curriculum is based on the very popular Chalk Preschool that has actual brick-and-mortar schools in cities like LA and Chicago. Jenica Posey created the videos for Chalk's online preschool. She says the idea is hands-on learning. Want to teach a preschooler about different shapes? Just open the pantry. Think spiral pasta versus crescent macaronis.
So a parent can sit down and go through each lesson with the child, or we have the play all button, where then the parent can kind of set their child in front of it and know that they're watching quality programming.
So can a preschooler actually learn from watching school? Georgetown University professor Rachel Barr tested the concept in 2010.
Let me think. You want to come closer and have a try?
Barr's team created a puzzle on a digital device that replicated real physical blocks. When toddlers were shown how to build an object out of shapes on a touchscreen, they could figure out how to repeat it on the digital device. But when they were given the physical blocks and asked to build the same object, they didn't do so well.
Once they had to go from that 2D world to the 3D world, we found that they learned a lot less and they were a lot less accurate.
Dr. Gary Small is a professor of psychiatry at UCLA, and he wrote a book called iBrain. He says there can be a benefit to preschoolers from online learning.
These tablets and these computers are devices that allow us to exercise our brains, and that can be good. It can get your neurons happy. It allows your brain to challenge itself.
Here comes the but.
But some of the three-dimensional concepts that you get from hands-on play are not kicking in.
Jenica Posey of Chalk Preschool Online says that's something her team wanted to address. Parents who want a full preschool curriculum can get it, if they're motivated.
We sort of went in with the thought that a lot of parents want to work with their children. But the truth is, a lot of parents want their children to be able to watch something so that they can do the dishes, they can work, they can do other things, but make sure that it's quality content.
Monique Hurtado sits with her 3-year-old for the entire 30-minute online lesson, and she prompts and prods her daughter to participate.
Yesterday was Wednesday.
Say Wednesday.
Today Wednesday.
Hurtado believes her daughter is blossoming from her online preschool experience.
When she's playing by herself, I'll hear her singing, and now with the letters, she'll point out sometimes, oh, look, that's that letter, or I didn't realize that she was soaking in as much as she was. I was really surprised.
Hurtado prints out the letter of the day. Today, the letter is K. She then sits her preschooler down to splotch paint it and quickly dashes over to her own desk to get a smidge of work done. In Los Angeles, I'm Deepa Fernandez for Marketplace.